me two things, the Quran and the Sunnah, and if you follow these, you will never go astray. Towards the end of the sermon, the Prophet ﷺ asked, O people, have I faithfully delivered unto you my message? And then a powerful murmur of assent rose amongst the crowd. Allahumma na'am, O Allah, yes, arose from thousands of pilgrims. And it was said that it rolled like thunder throughout the valley. The Prophet ﷺ raised his forefinger and said, O Allah, bear witness that I have conveyed your message to your people. Now, he ﷺ has done a perfect job. So as I said, by the way, one more thing. There's another variant. When he said, I leave behind me two things, the Quran and the Sunnah. Another variant, he said, I leave behind me two things, the Quran and my family. فَاسْتَمْسِكُ بِهِ. Cling to them. Cling to them. So, and the word فَاسْتَمْسِكُ, it actually, the root means mask. Or, misik. It means mask. So, it means this is what will perfume our existence in dunya. Clinging to the Quran al-Kareem, the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Ahlul Bayt. This is going to perfume our life, insha'Allah ta'ala. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has done a perfect job. We have shortcomings. Those of us who try to even impart even an iota of the Sunnah to you, we're deficient, but we should know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us because we learned about Allah, we learned about Him through the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we shouldn't depend on our scene to give us a state that we're looking for. Ultimately, when we talked about the identity crisis and all these other things, we're all looking for a certain state. So that state can only be acquired by knowing Him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, exuding with his sunnah. Inshallah, I pray that each one of us can don the sunnah and depend on the sunnah for every one of our states. So, and we need to be wary of what's coming before us. يَوْمٌ لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ وَلَا خِلَالٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that day there will be no mutual bartering or transactions. All we will have, and no khilal. Khilal is an Arabic word, which means, brothers will know this who studied fiqh. It's when you intersperse your fingers in your beard, that's called khilal. But khilal, it also means to intersperse your hands like this. What it means is dovetailing. This is the place where we join efforts, where we dovetail our efforts. And the best thing that we can dovetail our efforts is on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we just have love for him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our hearts, this is what we all need to join together on. I'd like to end on this, leave you with this picture and image. There was a foreigner who went to visit Africa. We have these beautiful Munshideen from Senegal, Africa. So in honor of them, I'm going to leave you with this anecdote. There was a foreigner who went to Africa, and he was with a natives'man, and he looked at a zebra. I don't know if you call them a herd, or, each thing has, like, lions are a pride. I don't know what the group of zebras are called, but anyway, he saw a group of zebras, and he said to the native man that was his companion, he said, Subhanallah, look what Allah did to these poor creatures. They're just, a predator's dream come true. And he just started laughing. The natives, when he just started laughing, he said, Yahi, what are you laughing about? I'm just worried for these zebras. And he said, look again. So he looked again, and his eyes started getting dizzy because they were having this khilal, this joining together, the stripes. He said, what do you see now? He said, I can't tell where one starts and the other ends. This is the way we're supposed to be, the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, united. We need to unite on love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I thank again Amir Tahir, the Munshideen, the other guest speakers, all of you, every single one of you. Allah knows where you came from. Bless you for coming here to celebrate the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazakumullah khairan.